Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, hello, welcome to Business 121 for Spring 2013. This is the commentary for our syllabus. And what is the syllabus really, folks? It's basically a document that describes what you're going to be doing over the next 3-4 months. And we all take a good look at it and then quickly forget all about it. But I hope in this case you will hang on and take a look, because the course schedule is actually pretty important. And we're going to follow the schedule fairly closely. At least that is what we normally do. If there are extenuating circumstances, then we'll have to change things around. But let's read the syllabus together. Instructor, Frank Piano. That's me! and eventually, hopefully, you'll take a look at the discussion boards and see my introduction to myself, and then you'll introduce yourself. This is Business 121, the online section, 501. And folks, if it's not the beginning of the semester yet, or even if it is, I hope you'll look at the syllabus carefully and look at the workload carefully and take to heart the exhortation that you need to be self-disciplined, because there are the maximum number of people in the class and the maximum number of people on the waiting list. And it's just unfair to the people wanting to get into the class. Every semester, there are people who take online classes thinking that there's not much they're going to have to do. It's going to be easier than face-to-face. It's not true. It is not true. It's harder, especially if you don't have self-motivation, self-discipline. So please follow carefully the syllabus, take a look at the course schedule, and take a look at the class website and see that there is quite a bit of work for you to do, folks, believe it or not. Because this is financial planning and money management, and quite literally, this is one of the classes, if, of course, every professor thinks their class is very important, but this is one of the most important classes you will ever take. Because what is the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your lives, dear students? Right, money, right, personal financial plan, unless you happen to slip into a situation where somebody else is doing it all for you, congratulations, but that ain't the majority of us, is it? Are you going to be solving quadratic equations, first, outer, inner, last, 5 years, 10 years from now? Maybe, probably not. Are you going to be discussing the impact of 19th century Impressionism on post-op modern art? Well, maybe if you're trying to score with that art student at the party. But no. These do make for well-rounded individuals, at least that's what we're told. But the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life is money. So let's take a look at this syllabus. Course description / objective. Introduction to financial planning and money management. Emphasis will be placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. Everything we do in this class is practical, folks. And it may not pertain to you yet. Buying a house might not be several years away for you. estate planning, the end of life planning. But everything you're eventually going to have to deal with. So that's our emphasis. Practical financial planning and money management. What is involved in the course content? Financial statements, budgeting, I know. It's not as hard as it sounds. Relax, sit back. Chapter 2. Resource allocation, tax strategies, everybody's favorite topic, taxes. Banking, cash, and debt management. Purchasing strategies, consumerism, insurance planning, the necessary evil, investing fundamentals, ooh, my favorite part of the semester, risk management, retirement, yes, retirement and estate planning. It makes sense to start thinking about these things early, as the people who are approaching retirement and never gave it a second thought. What do we use in our course? Well, the book is the second edition. They're already, they just came out with the fourth. Focus on Personal Finance. And it's actually a very good book. Except, as with all textbooks these days, they're too expensive. They're just too expensive. So the students just make it a decision that they're not even going to take to buy it. And so my idea was, okay, look, they change the text every couple of years, whether they need to or not. And the older text becomes available for much cheaper than the newer text. So I let you use the older text. If you want to use the newer text, go right ahead. But there are links on the class website. The class website, it's which you're going to spend a lot of time this semester on, that will take you to booksellers on the internet where you can buy the book for a whole lot cheaper, used. The bookstore across the street has it used, and the bookstore, you remember the bookstore at Southwestern College?
Right.
They have it. So there are plenty of places for you to buy for a whole lot less than if you bought it new. So no excuses, all right? No excuses. At the bottom of the class website, which you're going to spend a whole lot of time on, you will see links to buying the book. Now, you need a notebook. You need a calculator. If you're at home on your laptop or whatever, you could use a spreadsheet. It's a little overkill. We do have one spreadsheet exercise. It's very important. You need dedication, organization, hard work, and motivation. Why? Because students taking online classes must have self-discipline. There's no attendance, right? There's no lateness, coming to class late or tardy or missing class, because you're on your own reading the text, viewing the audiovisual presentations, listening to the audio lectures, submitting assignments, taking the exams are all be expected to be done on time. So you need self-discipline. You need self-motivation. You need organizational and motivational skills, and you need good time management. If you have doubts, please consider taking one of the traditional face-to-face sections this semester. Actually, they're all filled, too, but usually we have plenty of room for people who are trying to crash. Procrastinators, you know who you are. We look forward to seeing you face-to-face at the main campus. And this goes back to what I said at the beginning, folks. We lose quite a bit of people within a week or so when they sit down and really realize that I'm serious. We are serious. Southwestern is serious. This is a college class, and you need to do some work. And then they drop the class, which is very sad, because then others who were trying to take it can't do so. So have I scared you enough, folks? Are you dedicated? I hope so. Grading. The course grade will be based upon class participation, homework and assignments, short quizzes, exams, and a comprehensive final examination. The required format and documentation will be defined by me, the instructor. All work will be graded and returned as quickly as possible. Any work turned in after its due date will automatically be penalized at least 10%. And I hate this part of teaching. Come on, you gotta get your stuff in on time. And it's not because we're trying to be mean, or we delight in taking points away from students and getting bad grades. No, it's because if you get behind, right, you're going to wind up dropping the class and then whoopee. Don't do plagiarism. Please read your student handbook. In other words, it's great to work in teams, folks. In fact, students who work together do better. That's the studies. I've all shown this. But please do your own work. We sometimes work in teams, and one person does all the work, and all the other ones go, good job, Sam. I'm glad you did all my work for me. And then the course grades are defined as follows. It's a straight curve. Huh? Straight curve? That's kind of like jumbo shrimp, isn't it? It's a military intelligence. That's an oxymoron. Anyway, time requirements. This is what the college catalog of Southwestern and virtually every college suggests. Every one college unit, you expect 2 hours to be set aside for homework and studying and the like. So you're going to be spending about 6 hours per week. Now, do you have 6 hours per week? Some people say, oh, no, I don't have that much time. Relax. Some people can get away with less time in this class. Some people take more. But one of the cool things about this class is all the lectures are online in both a video format, video and audio, and an audio format. So what students do is they will put it on a CD or put it on an MP3 player, their MP3 files, and they listen to them as they're commuting to work or exercising or doing their chores or whatever. So it's one of the things that has worked well for this, for teaching online, for me at least. Others, I can't speak for them, but students have complimented, I thank you very much, those students have complimented, saying, I listen to this while I'm going to work. What a great, you know, what a great, I used to just waste that time. So set aside about an hour a day. Don't wait until the end of the week and try to do all the reading and the lectures and the assignments one afternoon. It just, that's not learning, folks. Study after study shows us that learning is repetition. It's going forward and then backward and reviewing and then going over things again and again and again. Now, if you know the drill, if you need academic accommodations, contact me within the first 2 weeks, and there are resources to help you. The Academic Success Center referral, which is we're strongly encouraged to put on our syllabi, actually. And to further your success, reinforce concepts, and achieve the stated learning objectives for this course, I hereby refer you to the Academic Success Center Learning Assistance Services. Upon request for tutorial services, you will be automatically enrolled in NC3, Supervised Tutoring, a free non-credit course that does not appear on your transcripts. Look, folks, there are just so many resources at the community college level. Why? Because we know many of our students are just not ready for the university. And that's our job, to get you ready. And so they're out there, folks. They are out there. The Online Writing Center, for those of you who have trouble writing, the Math Center, the Reading Center, the MESA for math, and just take advantage of these things. Take advantage of these things. And of course, contact me, and I can point you in the right direction. Now, availability. Well, it's an online class, right? Many of you are working, so you're not going to come during the day to my office hours. No problem. Make an appointment. If you can come to my office hours, I'd love to have you come, because I don't get a whole lot of students coming to my office hour, and I get so sad. Make an appointment. I'll meet you anywhere. I'll meet you at the library after hours or close to where you're at. I live in the Ocean Beach neighborhood, so we've got two libraries very close to us. Here's my work phone. You can leave a message there. Here's my home phone. Please don't call after 8:30. Actually, you can call pretty early, about 7:30 or so, because I wake up very early, but I go to bed fairly early. There's the email, and there's the web. Yes, I know it's a silly website, silly, but students couldn't remember how to spell my last name. They also couldn't find the tilde key, and that's how we do our websites at Southwestern. We do Southwestern's college website /tilde. That's the squiggle, you know, above the N-Y-A and Kenyon. And then your first initial and then your last name. P-A-I-A-N-O. Yes, I know, three vowels in a row. It's not very easy. So I spared no expense, folks. All of $14, I think, when I started. It's gone up, I think. No, actually, it was only $12 the last time I did it. I got wonderprofessor.com. Can you remember Wonder Bread? Can you remember Wonder Woman? Right, Wonder Professor. Not Professor Wonder. He's a magician. And if you want to, go look him up. But he does balloon art or something. But it's Wonder Professor, the English spelling, right? Dos Eses, you Spanish speakers. And then, because we're required to do this, and I didn't want to waste a whole other page, I snuck the student learning out objectives, student learning outcomes on here. And this is an exercise in academic diarrhea, folks. It's just outrageously a waste of resources and time, and you don't have to concern yourself with this. Basically, do the work. Now, that's the first page, right? Exciting. No, not really. But in the second page, I hope you like. Because here, folks, tack this up to your desk, above your desk. This, the second page, is the course outline, the course schedule. The following course schedule is subject to change, obviously, if things happen. Usually we have our firestorms in the fall, so but who knows, we might have a flood this year. If you have any suggestions about the course material, please feel free to tell me personally or interject them into the classroom discussion. We will attempt to cover all this material, but our emphasis is always placed on everyone understanding and using what is covered. However, those of you who are anxious to move ahead or want some extra work or whatever, I'll be happy to point you in the right direction and help you with that. Beginning with the fourth week, folks, so you got plenty of time to get yourself back in the saddle, get yourself situated. An assignment is due every week. So just once we get to February 9th, I think it is, every week, you're going to be submitting an assignment. So you're going to be working every week. You understand? That's what learning is all about. Every day you have something to do. And the single most frequent reason for students dropping the class is because they get behind. Obviously, some people get a new job or there's a sickness in the family or maybe they get sick or whatever. But those are not the most frequent reason. The most frequent reason is people just blow it off. And then it's 4 or 5 weeks into the semester, and then they go, uh-oh, I'm weeks behind. Look at all this work I got to do. And they drop the class. So if you get behind, don't drop the class. Don't commit suicide. Don't fall on your sword. Contact me, and we'll see what we can do to get you back up and running. So here it is, folks. Our first week is getting started. And we get right into financial planning in action, goal setting, and what does it mean to, what is the definition of financial planning? We then take our most important assignment, and that's financial statements, and we spend some time on that. Taxes, we spend a couple of weeks on taxes. Saving and payment services, in other words, banking, and then we become the Southern Baptist preacher and tell about the fire and brimstone that awaits you if you abuse the credit. Okay, settle down, Frank. Chapter 6 is consumer purchasing strategies, motor vehicles, or cars. Chapter 7, housing. Chapter 8, 9, and 10 are insurance. Home and automobile insurance, health and disability, and then life insurance. The necessary evil. The next three chapters are my favorite part of the semester. Investing basics, fundamentals of investing, evaluating bonds, investing in stocks, investing in mutual funds. And then we actually spend a chapter that was taken out of the second edition. They put it back in the fourth edition because they realized they made a mistake, and that's real estate. So that's not really in our book, but I have a presentation for you to take a look at. And then our last chapter is chapter 14, retirement and estate planning. And that'll take us through the entire semester. Cool? Okay. Now, make sure you understand this document. If you have any questions, you know how to contact me. But you understand, one last time, how much time per day, right? About an hour a day, right? And the time going to and from work, listening to the presentations, that counts. That counts. So you'll be learning. Welcome to Business 121, Spring 2003, Financial Planning and Money Management. We are very, very grateful that you are in our class. Good luck, everyone.